Bobby Cannari, Velocity 3 Racing Yamaha rider. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Here we are at the Yamaha track. I got here too late to see how it was, but how was your day?
Oh, it was a very productive day for us. We're running through a lot of suspension and chassis settings right now, and man, I feel really comfortable on the bike. Really looking forward to this new year.
And yeah, you're coming off of Yamaha, so for you, it's just a natural thing. But what about, are you back with, or I guess the Ross Maeda from Enzo? You've worked with him for a while.
Yeah, I've done production testing with him back in the day on Hondas and stuff, but never really got to work with him on a professional level as far as racing. I'm real excited. Everything's been going in the right direction. He's come up with some awesome settings. Really knows what he's doing over there. I'm real excited for the year. And like you said, being that I'd come off of a Yamaha this past season, it was a natural fit for me. We jumped right in and really had to do minimal testing to get myself comfortable.
Now, having said that, what are you? What do you need to work on still before Anaheim? Like, what kind of directions are you looking at? Or
I don't know. I mean, I feel pretty comfortable with the bike as it is right now, and I actually feel like I'm riding really good. You know, and I think just kind of keeping the same direction we're going with a little bit of testing and a little bit of riding on my end too. Everything will kind of fall into place right now. I feel like I'm in shape already, you know, to do 20s, no problem. And, you know, if anything, I'm sure all of us, we can all pick up sprint speed at all times. And I'll probably work on that to get a little better gate position for the heat races because I struggled there last year. I know that was one of my weaknesses. And I know that, and I'm addressing that with sprints right now.
Right. Hey, it's got to be nice for a guy like you. You came into last year. You actually had no ride. You filled in at Valley Star after, whatever, four rounds or something. So in a way, when we talked about it, you weren't really prepared last year when we talked to San Diego, I think it was. But it's got to be nice for you this year. You know, you got your team. You got a month and a half or, you know, a month before things go, and it's got to be a better position than you were last year.
Yeah, I feel 100% better going into the season. Right. You know, last year it took me half the season to really kind of find my stride and find my group that I was with. And
but having said that, last year might have been your best big bike supercross season. It was pretty good.
Yeah, at the same time, for sure, you can look at that. And I feel like I had a solid team around me last year, 100%. They gave me everything they had, and they understood my situation and worked with me the whole way through the season, indoors and out, and that was awesome. And, you know, I feel like I have a very similar atmosphere around me here, and this year feels different to me. I feel so much more confident. I've put in a full season without getting hurt. You know, feel much stronger. I feel like I've matured in my riding as far as mentally and the things I do on the track and decisions I make. And I know where I belong. I had a very successful year last year, consistently in the top 10 and sometimes better. I missed my goal of a top 5 by 1, and I really feel I can click that off this year, especially with the confidence just from ending the season with multiple, you know, solid finishes every week. You know, I just feel mentally way more prepared this year. You know, like I said, just found my stride halfway through Supercross last year and just kind of kept clicking with it.
One thing about that I've never talked to you about and I don't hear much about is your training, your off-season training. What do you do? Did you change anything different? How's that all going?
It's going great. You know, I do a lot of weightlifting, you know, in the off-season, and, and I hear a lot of people try to do that. And people try to do it during the race, and for me that just isn't, you know, as productive because we burn so many calories riding. That's neither here nor there. You know, I did what I typically do in the off season, try to get a reality check and get a normal job for a month, and makes training a lot easier come summer and the Supercross when you don't really want to do those monotonous 20 laps and 20, 30 minute motos. That makes that a lot easier on
you. So it's a lot of on the bike stuff for you.
Yes, a lot on the bike at this point. My older age, you know, I just feel like I do a bit of both. I do a lot of road biking and a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I feel I found a lot of different exercises I can do during riding days, you know, on the bike, and that's what pays the bills. And, you know, there is cross training and lots of it involved and lots of weights and lots of bicycles. But, you know, ultimately we do ride motorcycles, and I feel I'm here before anyone and I'm the last one to leave every day. And, you know, I feel like that shows, and it's showed every year.
What about the Canadian thing still going? You're still going to go up there this summer, but how does that affect your U.S. plans?
It doesn't. At this point, I feel like I'm going to do the same thing. Do the six,
whatever you can make,
six U.S. rounds at this point. I looked at the schedules, at both schedules, and I'll be able to hit.
Are there any back-to-backs?
There is no double weekends.
Oh, thank God.
I was kind of bummed, actually.
God,
I was looking forward to it. But
I'm not, because I was about to do those again. So there's no back-to-backs.
No back-to-backs. I'm a little bummed on that. But
yeah, terrible.
At the same time, you know, it'll make focusing on the task at hand at both series much easier for me. I'm, you know, excited to do both.
hey, this Velocity 3 Racing team, Kenny Germain and Brian Barry Muffin. I've known those guys for years. Did you know them at all? Do you have any relationship with either one of guys?
Minimal.
Before you came on?
Minimal. I've you know, met them throughout my career.
Yeah.
You know, say hey and all that good stuff, but not too much. Yep. And we've been testing now for a couple weeks, and everything's been clicking off great, man. I'm real excited. Really like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Really like the program, the sponsors that are involved. Everything's going on. It's awesome.
I imagine
right
both guys, former factory mechanics.
They know the deal.
They kind of know the deal.
They right? know the and deal, and I feel yeah. like the whole team is like that. Chisholm's been around. I've been around. They've been around. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole team has been around, been here, done that. It's not a typical first-year team where they don't know what to expect. They don't know what the budget is. They, you know, everything right. – You know, they've been there, done that, all of us. And,
right.
and we know what we're up against. And I think that's making testing and everything else so much easier because we're all on the same page.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot. And, yeah, too bad I didn't get to see Rod. But, yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it.